TX Lieutenant Governor Patrick, Americans disgusted with Democrats' handling of the border, it's an invasion. By Trent Baker on June 24, 2021. Ahead of Vice President Kamala Harris' upcoming trip to the U.S.-Mexico border, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, R., on Thursday discussed the Democrats' handling of the ongoing border crisis. According to Patrick, the people of Texas and Americans from all sides of the political spectrum are disgusted and frustrated with the open border policy that has led to an invasion of illegal immigrants. He added that President Joe Biden and his administration have created a new slavery class that will result in immigrant children who have fallen behind turning to sex work or joining gangs. If you checked with the large Latino population that lives along the valley, about 90% plus, the approval numbers for Biden would be much lower. In fact, President Trump flipped 7 counties in the Rio Grande Valley. In 2020, Patrick emphasized on Fox News Channel's The Faulkner Focus. So, the people on the border are disgusted, Democrats, Republicans, Independents. We elected the first Republican mayor in McAllen since 1972. The people down there are frustrated with what the Democrats are doing on the border. To give you a quick comparison, we normally apprehend about 435,000 people a year from San Diego to Brownsville. We're about 1,200 miles of the 1,900 miles on the border. We are already projecting 2 million apprehended this year. And remember, for everyone we catch, another 2 or 3 get through that we don't catch. So, that's 2 to 3 million, maybe more, crossing the border just the first year under Biden/Harris. It is an invasion. I know people don't like that word. Some people don't like it, but it's true. That's what is happening. America is being invaded, Texas is being invaded. What do you do, Harris, with a 15-year-old from Guatemala who can't speak English, who's 3 grade levels behind? You can't put them in 4th grade when they get to an American school in whatever state they land in. So, what is their future even here? There is no future, he continued. They join a criminal gang, or they work for slave wages the rest of their life and send a lot of that money back to the cartels. The Biden/Harris administration have created a new slavery class. Women and children in the sex trafficking and working in massage parlors and young men going into work. Low wages sending about a third of their wages back to the cartels to pay for their bounty and protect their families back home. They are enslaving a brand new population in America today. And on the American side, it is crime. It's criminals, it's drugs, it's fentanyl that kills people. It's overcrowding our schools, our hospitals. This is a disaster for all concerned. We put America first, we put Texas first. That's why we're going to build the wall ourselves. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter @MagnifyTrent.